Hello, this is Evangelist Vincent Skinner, and you are listening to my podcast. I hope it blesses and stirs a hunger for God in you. I pray that the Holy Spirit will touch your life through this teaching. Thank you for tuning in, and God bless. Father, thank you that you are a good God, and we just see how you are, that you're an amazing giver. Just in that one verse that we know so well, for God so loved the world that he gave. Amen. I'd like you to turn to Isaiah chapter 60, however you say it, yeah. I say Isaiah. Chapter 60, verse 1. You know this verse here. It says, arise, shine. Everyone say, arise, shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon you, is risen upon me, all right? For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people, but the Lord will rise upon you, or over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. Wonderful verse, and we read it quite often, but I want to take you to a psalm that really speaks about this. And actually lays it out for us. And maybe you know the psalm. It's found in Psalm 23. See, you see it? How many know Psalm 23? All right. So it starts out, the Lord is my shepherd. You see, when it says, arise, shine, for your light has come. What light has come to the world? The Savior has come. Jesus has come. And if you've received Jesus into your life, that light has come into your heart. So it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Now, obviously, if you're a sheep wandering around in the fields out there, I know the Bible says that we are God's sheep, then it's very important, as we know about shepherds, is that if you want to be provided for as a sheep, you follow the shepherd. You know, you get two types of shepherds. One drives the sheep from behind with a big whip. And the sheep run in different directions out of fear. But Jesus says, look, my sheep know my voice. In other words, he leads and we follow. So this kind of shepherd that's talking about, the Lord is my shepherd, and the whole concept of Lord means this is the one that owns my life. This is my Lord. This is my Savior. That light has come into my life. All right. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. What a promise. If you follow the shepherd, you shall not want. Come on. You shall not want. It's that profound, that simple. But how many of you know that sometimes the simple things in life are the difficult things? Yeah. Just to follow him. To say, not my will, but your will be done. Not what I want, what you want, Lord. I will follow your ways. Because you see, if you follow the shepherd, he makes you lie down in green pastures. Yes. He feeds you. I mean, we saw our brother over here just at the picnic, he just laid down on the grass and went to sleep. He had peace. Yeah. Peace. Everybody say peace. There's provision. How many of you know, if you know that Jesus is the source of your provision, if he takes care of you, he's your shepherd, you follow him, you'll be okay. That's peace. That's why we say it doesn't matter what happens in the world. It doesn't matter the turmoil in the world. It matters not what's happening out there. We have a shepherd that we follow, and he provides for us. He takes care of us. He leads me beside still waters. We've got eternal life. We have the Word of God. We have the presence of God that is with us always. He not only feeds us, but he gives us something to drink. You see, this is the thing that we must know about this great shepherd that we follow, is that he not only provides natural things to us, not only does he do miracles and he provides for us, but he also provides spiritual sustenance. He is the Lord our shepherd. All right? Look what he does. He restores my soul. He has not given us a spirit of fear. Because what do they want to give us? What does the news feed us with today? Fear. Shortages. The oil. No food. No water. No oxygen. I mean, anything that we usually take for granted in life, they want to say, guess what? There's a shortage. Yes. But the Lord is our shepherd. He's the creator of the universe. He created you. He created me. He created all the resources. And the one thing we know about God, he gives life to the dead, and he calls those things that are not into existence. So can God do a miracle for you? Can God provide for you? He absolutely can. That is the shepherd that we follow. He's the God of the universe. He's all powerful. And we need to believe that he is able. Even though we look at the bad news that the world offers us, we have good news. We have good news because we follow this great shepherd. So he leads me.
Here's what I found.
Yes, I know. My watch speaks to me every now and then. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Interesting terminology there because, you know, Matthew 6:33 says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and then all these things that you need, all these things that you want will be added unto you. Yea, he says he leads you in the paths of righteousness. Because you see, if you follow the paths of righteousness, then guess what? The kingdom, you seek his kingdom, and all these things are added unto you. So when it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, can you see what it does for you? But who knows what happens in verse 4? Let me know verse 4. They are a difficult crowd tonight, this morning, Pastor. Verse 4. Just turn to the person next to you and say, verse 4. Yay! Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. In other words, guess what? Even the book of Isaiah 6, verse 1 and 2, it says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. But yes, deep darkness will cover the earth. Yes, there is a valley we must go through. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, of that impending doom. That's what they're telling us constantly. There's this impending doom that's coming upon you. And if there isn't one happening, we will create one to happen for you. But it says, yeah, I will fear no evil. Yes. Say, I will fear no evil. Why? Because I'm following the shepherd. Yes. I'm doing it his way. I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Yes. See, that's what we need to remember in these days. It's the revelation we must grab. It's the key to God providing, to God blessing, is this. God is with me. Where he goes, there's life. Where he goes, there's blessing. That's why you should say to yourself, I'm sticking with the shepherd. I don't care what valley we go through. I don't care what happens. I'm with the shepherd. Well, yea, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And your rod, I like this word, your rod, everyone says stay away from the rod, but the rod comforts you. He corrects you. He says, don't go that way. And you better listen to him. You better listen to the leading of the Holy Spirit, because he might be correcting you. He might be leading you to keep you out of trouble. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Sometimes he needs to grab you by the neck and say, come this way. And you say, Lord, why are you so harsh? I'm saving your life. It comforts me to know that there's a shepherd like that in my life. Amen. Now look at verse 5. It says, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. So you look at all these things that's happening around you. Sometimes when I think of this verse, I think of those bullfights, you know, where they have the group of people and they put them on tables and chairs in the middle of a bull ring and they're eating a meal and then they let the bulls loose. Have you seen that? When I read this, I think of that. I think, we're sitting right there in the middle of this thing and the enemy, the bulls are running this way and running that way, but there's an interesting thing that happens. It doesn't touch us. It doesn't touch us. He prepares a table for me right in the midst of my enemy. In other words, in the midst of the storm, right there while everything is going on, while the devil's got a plan, the evil people are doing evil things because they're evil, because evil people do evil things. There we are, sitting at a table, looking at Jesus. Jesus is looking at us, and we're fellowshipping. Amen. Look, when you go through the valley of the shadow of death, don't look, there is a fellowship with God like nothing else, because He's setting you up for your miracle. He's setting you up for a blessing, because now there's a challenge, yes, on you, but more on Him. And guess what? Whenever Jesus is challenged, who wins? So sit at the table with Him as you're going through it, as you're going through the valley of impending doom, some natural, some plan, you stay calm. You're at the still waters. You're at the green pastures. You following your shepherd. He is with you. There's His rod and His staff. He's protecting you. He's keeping you. He's providing for you. There's the enemy. So what? I'm seated. I'm listening. I'm looking at Him eye to eye. I'm fellowshipping. I'm standing on His word. He is my comfort. He is my strength. Do you want to know a profound thing? You have a very strong knowledge of this one thing. The devil has lost. You can give him the number one prophetic word that applies to him. Devil, you're going to hell. You and all your minions and all the people that choose to follow you and your agenda, they will have a day of reckoning. But today, we sit at that table. We sit at that table, and the Lord our God is with us. You are not alone. You are not alone. What worldview do you have? Do you believe the lies, or do you believe what He says about you? Now, they want to take your provision away from you. They want to say to you, you know what they want to say to you? There is no God. They want you to believe that God is absent. That's why you see these churches that are compromising. They've bought into the lie. God is not there. We've come to the realization He's just an idea. And they might not say it from their mouth, but that's what they do in their actions. But we say, that is a lie. God is alive. Jesus is risen. And He is with us. He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. Never, never will the righteous be out begging for bread. If God has to send the ravens, then let Him send the ravens. If He has to send a dolphin in the ocean with a bag of fish, let Him send the dolphins. But our God will supply. When we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, even though deep darkness covers the earth, but it says, however, take note, the glory of the Lord will rise upon us. I will fear no evil. I mean, how many times must we preach on Psalm 23, Apostle? You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemy. So it doesn't matter what the enemy does. Now, Yared Gom, are you ready for this? You anoint my head. Everyone put your hand on your head. Say, I am anointed. You cause my cup to overflow. Now you might say, what's He anointing me for? He's anointing me for Psalm 23. He's anointing you to go through the valley. He's anointing you for his provision. You know what anointing means? When he anoints you, it means he has set you apart. He has chosen you for this blessing, for this provision. You are set aside for God's provision. Some of you didn't get that. Because some of you are saying, well, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, maybe I am, maybe I'm not, maybe I'll make it, maybe I won't. No, you are, he's anointed you. He said, come here, I anoint you for provision. I'm going to take you to those green pastures. I'm going to lead you beside still waters. I've got that table before the enemy. There's nothing they can do about it because you are anointed. You are appointed for this provision. You are anointed and your cup overflows. Do you believe it? He anoints your head with oil, your cup. Come on. He anoints my head. I'm a chosen, I'm appointed, I'm set apart. In this day of trouble, in this day of darkness, his glory comes upon me. I'm chosen, set apart, appointed. That's what it means. And all you have to do is believe it. All you have to do is follow the shepherd. If you follow him, you can't fail. Your problem is a God opportunity. God specializes in your problem. Because he says, come here. Oh, yeah. See, when death thought it had Jesus, God says, perfect. Perfect opportunity to display my resurrection power. So whatever it is, whatever valley you're going through, just remember your head is anointed, your cup overflows. Because what does he say? For surely... Surely. In other words, this is a, listen to me very clearly. This is a surely. Surely. See, maybe you know the psalm, I don't know. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. See, that's what happens to somebody that is anointed and appointed and set apart for something. God then says, then let it be. He commands the blessing upon you. And then goodness and mercy hunts you down, chases you, comes after you. You can run, but you can't hide. Think about it. Why do some people just walk through things and you think, how do they do it? They've got goodness and mercy chasing after them. Others get stuck in the mud. They need to find the shepherd. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know what that talks about? Your presence will go with me. You see, that's really the whole thing. Where he is, there is life. Where he is, there is provision. It's the shepherd. Arise, shine. For your light has come. And the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And deep darkness will cover the earth. But the glory of the Lord will come upon you. Amen.